Sai Ram, dear listeners, and welcome once again to Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today, we have a bhajan in which we adore the lotus feet of our Lord, Bhagwan Baba. The first line of this bhajan is, Satya Sai Padambujam Bhajare Manasa Nirantaram. Let's begin by listening to its lyrics spelt out slowly and clearly for you.
Satya Sai Padambujam Bhajare Manasa Nirantaram Parama Pavitram Pavana Charanam Kali Mala Dahanam Sri Guru Charanam Bhava Bhaya Nashana Durita Nivarana Parti Purishwara Pankaja Charanam Bhajare Manasa Nirantaram.
And now comes the interesting part, learning to sing this bhajan. As you listen to the lead singer, sing every line of this bhajan slowly without any musical accompaniments. Please pay careful attention and follow him after every line along with the second singer. So here is how the tune of this bhajan goes.
This bhajan is being sung in the Shruti C sharp, which is 1.5 pancham.
Satya Sai Padambujam Bhajare Manasa Nirantaram.
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 Parama Pavitram Pavana Charanam.
Parama Pavitram Pavana Charanam.
Parama Pavitram Pavana Charanam.
Parama Pavitram Pavana Charanam.
Kalimala Dahanam Sri Guru 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 Charanam.
Bhava Bhaya Nashana Durita Nivarana.
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 Parti Purishwara Pankaja Charanam.
Parti Purishwara Pankaja Charanam.
Parti Purishwara Pankaja Charanam.
ಪ್ರತಿಪುರೀಶ್ವರ ಪಂಕಜ ಚರಣಂ
ಭಜರೇ ಮಾನಸ ನಿರಂತರಂ
ಭಜರೇ ಮಾನಸ ನಿರಂತರಂ
ಭಜ ಭಜರೇ ಮಾನಸ ನಿರಂತರಂ
ಭಜ ಭಜರೇ ಮಾನಸ ನಿರಂತರಂ
ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಪಾದಾಂಬುಜಂ ಭಜರೇ ಮಾನಸ ನಿರಂತರಂ
This tune is based on the raga Megh, which in Carnatic music is called Madhyamavati, and it is set to Adi Talam, while in Hindustani music its beat is the Bhajan Theka of the Kehrwa Tal. Now let us listen to the first line of some other bhajans which are based on this same raga Megh or Madhyamavati.
ಬಾಲ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಸಾಯಿ ಬಾಲ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಶಂಭೋ ಮಹಾದೇವ ಮಲ್ಲಿಕಾರ್ಜುನ
ವಿ ಆರ್ ನೌ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿಯರ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ರಾಗಾ and tala. Let's move on to the aspect of the bhava. Baba says that as important as the raga and tala is the bhava or the feeling with which we make this musical offering to our Lord. And for this, we need to understand the meaning of every word of this Sanskrit bhajan. And we start with the first line.
Sat ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿ ಪಾದಾಂಬುಜಂ ಭಜರೇ ಮಾನಸ ನಿರಂತರಂ
Here the first two words are Satya Sai, referring to the embodiment of truth, the ultimate divine principle who incarnated as Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Sa in Sai refers to everything that is auspicious and divine. The next word is Padambujam. Now this can be split into Padam and Ambujam. Padam refers to the feet and Ambuja means lotus, as Ambu in Sanskrit means water and Ja means to be born. So that which is born out of water is called Ambuja, and in this context it refers to the lotus flower. So Padambujam means the divine lotus feet. Now why are the Lord's feet associated with the lotus flower and not any other flower? In fact, it is not only the feet, every limb of the Lord is often compared to or described in terms of the lotus flower. His eyes, for example, are described as Kamala Nayana, which means lotus-eyed. His heart is portrayed as Sahasradala Hridaya Kamala, the thousand-petaled lotus heart. His ears as Stotra Kamala, and so on. Explaining the significance of this, Baba has said that the lotus has its origin in the muddy waters. It is born in the mud. Yet it does not assimilate in itself the mud or the water. The most interesting thing is, even though it is born in the water and cannot survive even a moment in the absence of water, yet it never allows water to get into it. The moment a drop of water falls on the lotus leaf, it does not slide down, it just instantly rolls down, collecting with it any dirt or bacteria present on the surface of the leaf. In fact, scientists have been studying this unique property of the lotus leaves and they have called it the lotus effect. Baba says this special characteristic of the lotus is very significant. Just like the lotus, human life is also born in something comparable to the mud, and it grows in the material world, which may be compared to water. The divine, when in a human form too, is born out of this mud and lives in this water of material existence, yet he is completely uncontaminated by this physical world. That is the nature of the divine incarnation, and that is why every limb of the Lord is compared to the lotus flower. The divine is ever pure and clear. He is never affected by the world or its attachments. If one holds a greasy substance in one's palm, the palm becomes greasy and one has to wash it with soap or shampoo. However, the tongue never attracts this greasiness even when it is eating a greasy material. The tongue is ever pure, just like the lotus leaf. Therefore, it is this pure nature of the lotus flower which has associated it with the limbs of the Lord. In fact, on one occasion, when a student asked Bhagwan, why is it that the hostel and college buildings in Prashantinilayam have so many concrete lotus flowers, especially on their roofs? Baba said that these lotuses attract good and noble influences and ensure that evil forces are kept at bay. So that is the significance of adoring the feet of the Lord as the lotus feet, as Padambujam, which is the second word of this first line. Let's now take the three other words, Bhajare, Manasa, Nirantaram. Bhajare means let's contemplate, let's do bhajans. Manasa refers to the mind, and Nirantaram means all the time, continuously. Now, let's understand the meaning of this entire line, Satya Sai Padambujam, Bhajare Manasa Nirantaram. This means, O mind, worship the lotus feet of the Lord. Contemplate on the glories of the lotus feet of Satya Sai, the supreme embodiment of divinity, the personification of truth. We now move on to the second line.
Parama pavitram pavana charanam.
Here, Parama means supreme, and pavitram, the second word, means pure. Pavana refers to auspiciousness, and charanam, the last word, means the feet. So in this line, Parama pavitram pavana charanam, we adore the feet of the Lord as those which are supremely pure and auspicious. Let's now move on to the third line.
Kalimala dahanam Shri Guru charanam.
Here, Kalimala refers to the evil effects of the current age, that is the Kali age. And dahanam means to remove. Baba says that in the earlier eras, a good number of people contemplated on God. They chanted the mantras and hymns, performed sacrifices, and attained peace and bliss for themselves, as well as ensured peace and prosperity for all. But these noble principles have been forgotten in the current age, with the result that Kali Yuga has verily become Kalaha Yuga, or the age of discord and conflict. Now, most men have no purity in their hearts, no sanctity in their emotions, no love in their deeds, and no God in their prayers. In the earlier times, different means were prescribed for man's liberation. For example, meditation was advocated as the primary spiritual practice in the Krita Yuga, which saw devotees like Dhruva and Prahlada attain the Lord. In the Treta Yuga, which was blessed with the advent of Lord Rama, the remedy was to chant the mantras and perform sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, the chief means of liberation was Archana, or performing worship. And after the Dwapara Yuga, which saw the incarnation of Lord Krishna, came the Kali Yuga. In this era, people have neither the strength nor the capability to carry out rigorous spiritual practices. And so, the Lord has advised the people of this age to engage in Namasmarana, that is, chanting the name of the Lord ceaselessly. The last phrase of this line is Shri Guru Charanam, which refers to the sacred feet of the Lord. So this entire line, Kalimala Dahanam Shri Guru Charanam, means refuge at the lotus feet of the Guru, who is none other than God Himself, can help us to get rid of the evil effects of the Kali era. So this entire line, Kalimala Dahanam Shri Guru Charanam, means refuge at the lotus feet of the Guru, who is none other than God Himself, can help us to get rid of the evil effects of the Kali era. We must worship the feet of the Lord to protect ourselves from the harmful effects of the current Kali Yuga. We now move to the fourth line.
Bhava Bhaya Nashana Durita Nivarana.
Here, the first phrase, Bhava Bhaya, refers to the trials and tribulations, fears and turmoils of the worldly existence. And Nashana means to eliminate. The fourth word is Durita. This means difficulties. And the last word, Nivarana, means to remove. So in this line, Bhava Bhaya Nashana Durita Nivarana, we continue to offer our worship to the lotus feet of the Lord, hailing them as the ones which have the power to eliminate all our difficulties and sorrows, our anxieties and fears, our tests and trials in this earthly life. We now come to the fifth line.
Partipurishvara Pankaja Charanam.
Here, Partipurishvara can be split into Partipuri and Ishvara. Partipuri is the holy land of Puttaparthi, where the Lord chose to incarnate in this Kali Yuga as Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Ishvara means Lord or Master. So, Partipurishvara refers to the Lord of Puttaparthi, that is, Bhagwan Baba. The third word is Pankaja. Pankaja can be split into Panka and Ja. Ja means to be born, and Panka is a Hindi word which means mud. So again, Pankaja is another name of the lotus flower. And Charanam, the last word, as we saw earlier, refers to the feet. Now, why is the feet of the Lord so important? Why do we prostrate at the Lord's feet? Saint Annamacharya sang, O mind, take refuge at the lotus feet of the Lord. They will relieve you of all miseries and lead you to the divine. Similarly, Saint Tyagaraja declared that he would not allow himself to be tempted by the treasures offered by the king of Tanjavur. As for him, the lotus feet of Lord Rama is more precious than all the wealth of the world. Baba explains that it is the feet which bear the burden of the entire body. In fact, blood flows from the feet upwards to all parts of the body, and it is this blood which sustains all our limbs and activities. Just as the feet sustains the body, it is the divine that sustains this universe. And another meaning of taking refuge at the lotus feet is this. Among rural folk in India, it is a common practice to advise anyone who has committed wrong to hold the feet of the other person whom he has wronged. And once a person holds the other person's feet, it means that he has sought and secured the latter's forgiveness. Similarly, placing oneself at the Lord's feet is an act of surrender and prayer, seeking forgiveness for our sins. But Baba says, simply holding the feet is not enough. One has to genuinely repent and declare that he or she will not commit those offenses again. So that is the significance of placing ourselves at the feet of the Lord. And in this line, Parthi Purishwara Pankaja Charanam, we hail the lotus feet of the Lord of Puttaparthi, Bhagwan Baba, and we seek his refuge. We now come to the last line.
Bhajare manasa nirantaram.
These words come in the first line too, and this means, O mind, contemplate on the lotus feet of the Lord continuously. So that completes the meaning of every line of this bhajan. And now, dear listeners, in the last part of this classroom, let us listen to the full version of this bhajan as is sung in the Prashanti Nilayam Mandir by the students of Bhagwan's University. Please do sing along too.
Satya Sai Pada Bhujam Bhajare Manasa Nirantaram.
Satya Sai Pada
Bhujam Bhajare Manasa Nirantaram. Pavana
Charanam
Parama Paritam Pavana Charanam Kalimala Dahanam Shri Guru Charanam Kalimala Dahanam Shri Guru Charanam
Pavitram
Pavana Charanam Kalimala Dahanam Shri Guru Charanam Bhava Bhaya Nashana Durita
Nivaranam
Kanti Puri Chara Pancha Charanam
So this brings us to the end of the present episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed this program. If you have any comments or suggestions, please feel free to write to listener@radiosai.org. Let us fill our lives with His name, His music, and His love. Thank you very much, and Sai Ram from Prashantnagar.